Yeah, big question, and I appreciate it. And I'm very sympathetic to worthy ministries that are, you know, trying to raise funds for the kingdom and sometimes have a hard time seeing those funds come in. Just to be honest, I am not sympathetic to unworthy ministries, and I think there are a number of unworthy ministries. Now, of course, everybody most people would probably agree with that. They just would never think of their ministry as having the potential to be unworthy. But I would say that all of us need to examine, you know, are funds being used wisely for the kingdom of God? Are, you know, organizational leaders flying around the globe to third world countries flying first class? You know, a lot of people would say, well, you're being judgmental. There are reasons why people fly first class. Well, there may be a compelling reason, but I would say you better look at it very carefully, because if you want to be able to say to donors, you know, we are caring for the money that you're giving us. If your donors who are living, who would never consider themselves flying first class, some of them, some would and some wouldn't, but who would never consider flying first class, if they're giving, you know, sacrificially to your ministry, then would you want them to know what is going on in your ministry that you wouldn't want people to know about? And I think that is a great test question. And I think that we need to evaluate ourselves, because I think first we need to start with, are we being faithful with what God has entrusted to us? If we are, and God will say to us, well done, my good and faithful servant, then I think we can start counting on God to provide for us as is needed. But if we are misusing funds, are not using them strategically, not thinking through, praying for, not working in cooperation with other, let's say, missions organizations, always feeling like we have to reinvent the wheel, even though it costs much more money than to get in on what somebody else is doing because we want to take credit for it. I mean, all of these questions need to be asked. But if we are being faithful, then I think it kicks in. Like Hudson Taylor, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. Now, I know some people are feeling like, yeah, but I think we're doing God's work in God's way, and we're lacking supply. But then I think we have to ask the question, is a lack of finances sometimes a message from God that goes deeper than we need more effective fundraising methods? And sometimes I think it does go much deeper than that. It's reevaluating what we're doing, or sometimes it's also, does God want us to remain relatively small? Or does he want to us to remain middle-sized rather than large? Or does he want us to remain just large but not gigantic? And that could be part of his plan. And so I think we just need to be open to what God may be saying to us. Sometimes a lack of funds is a message to work more on fundraising, but sometimes it may be a message to say, trust me with what I provided and learn how to best invest what's been entrusted to me. And certainly, and I have a whole chapter on this that I added to Money, Position, and Eternity. I think it's chapter 15, but it has to do with fundraising and the church and parachurch ministries and special ethical concerns. I really think we have got to take a close, hard look as ministries to fundraising methods that are sometimes unethical. And if we clean up our house in those respects and trust God to provide, I think he's going to be faithful to do that.